Ready.
Yeah. I like to do that. Yeah.
Can I have this on the table?
Yes, you can have it on the table. You can do whatever you want.
That's true.
Sarah. Oh.
Okay.
Sarah. I love Teddy Beats. Okay.
Now. Woo.
It's a podcast. Yeah, that's not a cast pod. Hey, Frasier, every day she'll make you say, oh my God. She got the scoop.
They gotta bring it up.
AJ, can you bring us up right there?
Hi, crew.
Woo!
Welcome to the Hey Frasier podcast on Wednesdays.
Hey.
With Paul Wharton. I know, he's amazing. Yeah, there we go. Now we see ourselves in the monitor. We podcast live now from Podcast Village in Georgetown.
Yes.
It's amazing. The studio is like state of the art. It's legit, legit. And there's a couple of monitors here. So we, for a second, couldn't see ourselves. But,
right.
You know, being
I need to know that I'm over there. Right. That's pretty good.
Being totally narcissistic and crazy, we have to see ourselves.
Exactly, exactly.
If you're joining the podcast, you're either listening in your car on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or iTunes, or you're watching on Facebook, you can just hit Sarah Frasier Pages. Boom, it's there every Monday, every Wednesday, 12:30. Paul is always here on Wednesdays, and we just talk about our crazy, insane lives. We try to entertain you mildly, you know.
Isn't it something?
And we try to keep ourselves out of trouble.
We try to, and it works most of the time.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Paul, what's going on?
How are you, kid?
I'm doing really well.
Good. Your skin looks good. You
Does
look fresh.
It?
You're exuberant.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been sleeping really well the past couple of nights.
And I know you've been drinking a lot of wine at night.
But I have been drinking a lot. Yeah. I feel like I'm an alcoholic in the making. Like,
when I first met you, you didn't even really drink.
I know. What's that? I feel like, what's going on? I'm having a beer.
You always have a drink now. Like, always.
It's terrible.
My God.
No, wait, do you think when you're an alcoholic, like, are you consciously knowing you're becoming an alcoholic?
You're not an alcoholic, honey.
But isn't this how it starts?
Glass of wine here, a glass of wine there. It's not going to hurt you, sweetie.
Doesn't it start, though, with you drinking at, like, noontime?
No, it starts with you. Well, it starts, maybe. Yeah, then 11, 10, 9, and then, you know, the hours become indistinguishable. You're drinking in the middle of the night, you know, right?
Okay. Right, right. All right.
I think you're good.
Okay. You'll let me know when. So we have so much to talk about on the show. First of all, I had a major revelation about AJ, who is our producer. We were just in a sales meeting about a potential client coming on, and she reveals to the client that she was actually on a sugar daddy site a couple of years ago looking for a guy to pay for her college loan debt. And I'm like, we have to talk to her about, like, there's so much going on
in
her
life. So what's
the
expectation, I want to know, from the guy's perspective?
That's, okay, AJ, we got to just get into this. Right. Like, I got to hear this. So we're sitting in this sales meeting. Don't even ask how this came up, by the way, right? But we go total left field. That's what happens. And then the guy's like, yeah, have you heard of these sites where women are getting all of their bills paid? And I was like, yeah, I have. And then AJ was like, oh, I was on one.
Mm.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. Now I'm not going to say
what do you
got to
do, though?
So I would indicate on the site that I would never sleep with anybody.
Okay.
But I was just going to be arm candy. If you wanted good conversation, I'm there. You can't say no. They just take you on a date and then you just talk and do regular, normal things.
That's ridiculous.
You provide them with a person to talk to.
But they're always hoping you'll change your mind.
With an acquaintance. No, some of them, you know, have been married before. The wife got divorced or they died and they just want an acquaintance.
Okay.
They want a friend.
Wait, did you ever get any money? I find this fascinating. Like, I want to get on right now and see, like, what people would pay for.
Yeah. But
I'm willing to do stuff with them, so I don't know. Like,
but, you know, yeah,
Sarah,
but see, that's the problem. You go to dinner, you have a conversation, they slip you $200. You say, God, that was an easy $200. And then you look up and you realize, well, the car note's due, Pepco's the knocking, Verizon want they cash. Ring, 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 ring. Hey, you know, any chance you might want a little company midweek? And
right,
then,
exactly.
Sure, well, I've got an extra $1,000 over here, but, you know, I'm all talked out.
AJ, would you seriously consider going back on and, like, even just, like, making out with these guys and agreeing to go to dinner with them? I mean, I know you have a boyfriend, but who cares? It's a boyfriend.
Maybe a little peck on the cheek, or should I go full throttle?
Well, it depends. Do you want to get your bills paid?
You're right. Shoot. Pepco is called. I got to keep the lights on in this.
Keep the lights on in this.
Seriously.
Right. No, but no, I couldn't. I would go back on for sure. Definitely check the box for dates, check the box for hanging out, but anything past that, maybe some pics.
No.
Even that's
too far. I've told you all.
The
like,
pics would be too much for me. That's too incriminating. But I would go like have dinner with them.
You don't show your face. It could be anybody.
Oh, Jesus. I don't like the sound of this. But I told you I was at dinner one time recently, and well, this was like maybe a year or so ago. And the guy set the check down, and I'm kind of fixing my lips, checking myself out. And I looked over and the guy who I was on a date with, he was checking himself out too, honey. He was in his cell phone.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh my gosh, I am the twink that has become the sugar daddy. Like, yeah, it was right. Like the changing of the guard. Do you know what I'm saying?
The wait, is that going to be like your next book, The Twink
yes.
That Became the Sugar
yes.
Daddy? Or I
yeah.
Can't know. It was
Gay 60.
Gay 60?
Gay 60, which is 40, okay. When the twink becomes a sugar daddy.
I love it.
That's it. You're running shit.
AJ, that is fascinating to me. I want to have somebody on that's really getting their bills paid and what you have to do. I'm thinking you have to have sex with these people. You have to.
Well, no. Can I say this? I found a really cool story, and I have to see you guys. I need to hear your opinion on this. And I'm going to bring up the pic. But basically, this guy takes a girl on a date. Going fantastic. Everything's fine. Great conversation. The bill comes. He's about ready to pay. And she goes, wait. Can I order my kids a meal to go? I have two kids and I want to order them a meal to go. And this guy's like, skirt. Like, hell no. Like,
yeah.
So I need to hear. I think this is, and this by the way, first date. I think this is OD. This is too much. You can never ask for too much on the first
date.
It's
too much.
And I just need to hear you guys. It's like, what's your stance
well,
on this?
Well, I think it's too much. But I mean, I would have bought the kids some food. I would have. And then I told you I wouldn't have had a second date with her unless.
So that's the humanitarian in you.
Do
right.
You want to read it? Because this is like a whole Facebook post that's being shared, right? Do you have it?
Yes. Yeah,
or so, I can read it if you want me to.
But, do you have it on the screen?
Yeah, it says, dear group, I recently went on a date with a nice woman. We had dinner, drinks, and a great conversation. As the waiter brought our bill, my date asked me, could I buy 2 takeout dinners for her kids? I said no because I don't even know her kids. She had an attitude for the rest of the night. So I cut the date short. Question, was I wrong for not buying her kids I never met dinner? And was she asking for too much too soon?
You can't say no to buying the kids 2 takeout dinners. You just can't.
I think
you just have to know that that's the end of it. Do you know?
I mean,
if you say no, how is she supposed to continue with you?
Do you think she was wrong to ask?
Hell yeah.
You do?
Hell yeah.
No, I don't.
I think you start talking about
test.
The kids. You say, look at these cute pictures of my kids. Oh my God, you're going to love them. And they can't wait to meet you. You go through all that. And then you say, oh my God, I got to swing by McDonald's on the way home to get some Happy Meals. Well, we're at this restaurant right now. Why don't we just get them something to take out? Yeah. Okay.
That's
how you run that.
Well, Paul knows how to finesse.
Paul you know does know the finesse.
This woman probably had never mentioned them and was like, by the way, my 2 kids, yeah, they're hungry. You gonna buy? No. See, Paul knows how to make the situation.
I don't think.
You know what this motion is, right?
this is Paul's dickometer. So it goes from V hard to some
this is too much. I wanted my mom to listen today, but you ruined that.
Wanted so much empathy. I think it's totally fine. Haven't you been out on dates where people, like, you just, like, have them buy you stuff? I have.
They always the first. Like
first of all, he doesn't give any background. I think this is such a BS post, right? Who knows what they were talking about? Maybe this guy told her like he was a baller, liked kids. I think it's perfectly fine to ask. I went out with a married guy, and he didn't tell me he was married till like 4.5 hours into the date. And then he was like, hey, here's my black Amex. Why don't you go buy yourself some shoes for the next time that we meet up? And I was like, hell yeah. And I'm never meeting up with
him. That was the first date?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Was that the guy with the foot fetish?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, shit, I'm going to buy like 6 pair. I'll charge it to your black Amex and then deuces.
He let you take the number down or he let you actually hold the card?
Well, that was the thing. He wanted, no. So this didn't end up going through because I was like, okay, great. Give me the card. I'll see you. Like, and he's
he just wanted to show you he had a black
he
Amex.
He was like, why don't you just send me the links to the shoes and then I'll buy them. I was like, you cheap ass.
Seeing
get
you
out
links.
Of here. No, I think you should ask people because you know what? You know what type of character they are. This woman could have been struggling. He should go, of course I'll buy your 2
what
kids.
What if that man was struggling?
Well, then get a better job.
Oh, there you go. That got her good.
But he had a black card, so he's doing just
no,
fine.
This guy. No, I'm talking about this guy.
They were at P.F. Chang's. I think he could have bought him 2 takeout meals, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Share 1 takeout meal.
If I were back on the dating scene, I would have people buy me so much shit.
Well, listen, this is what I have these conversations with the guys that work in my building downstairs. And I tell them, I love those guys. And I tell them, I said, look.
Yeah?
I know how shit is out here in the real world, okay? If you're ever hungry.
How is it, by the way?
Well, sometimes, you know, payday doesn't take you from the 1st to the 15th. It takes you from the 1st to the 11th.
Okay, gotcha.
And then it's a struggle. Okay, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and don't really know how that's going to work out.
Right.
So I say to the guys, if you ever don't have anything to eat, like if you're hungry, because I know sometimes they be looking hungry. I'll order something in and they're like looking and I'm like, you want something? They're like, yeah. So I say, if you ever don't have anything, you can always ask me, but don't ever take advantage of me. Don't use me. If you have
ooh,
the money for it, If you have the money for it, you use your own money. But if you're short and you're hungry, holler at me.
I think that.
And they respect that.
I think that's a good one.
But you shouldn't be on a first date because it's going well, and then you just decide, you know what, this guy, oh, God, the bill's coming. Oh. It's been so easy. Let me just get some takeout for my kids. I mean, unless you really, really need to. Okay.
Paula, right, well. I'm low on cash, and
you know what?
I'm actually hungry today, so
I really, really need to.
I really, really
don't let the Mexican intern starve.
I think that was a good post. I was just wondering what people would do. I'd go for it.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. God forbid I'm ever single again. It's not going to be good. What else is going on with you? You were at a wedding over the weekend. You look great. Erica, your friend, was getting married. She looks stunning. She's gorgeous.
She is one of my closest friends, Erica Gutierrez. She is absolutely beautiful. Oh, look
are
at this.
Are these pictures of you? Oh, my God. You guys look stunning
together.
Don't we
together. Look
great? Yeah, you look like a good couple,
check this
actually.
Out. Check this out. So her husband comes up to me after the wedding. And he says, what kind of man wears white to a wedding?
He did?
Mm-hmm.
He really questioned that? But that's not that white.
It's really not that white. It's like it's kind off-white. Of a creamish type situation. But anyway, but I ran it by Erica before the wedding because
you know it was hot.
It was 83 degrees and the wedding was outdoors. I had a fresh blowout that morning.
Oh, it looked great.
No. I had to slick that thing. I had to put my head underwater because it was going to be too hot. You know, all that hair and blowing out.
Oh.
And then I had on a dark suit, a Comme des Garçons black tuxedo, you know.
Comme des Garçons.
Google that. Google all that.
We don't even know what that is.
I know, right? Yeah. I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I text her. I said, look, would you mind if I lighten this thing up and I wore something like? She said, look, I love you so much. Wear whatever you want. And I was kind of a hit.
You looked fabulous.
That was it.
But you guys look great.
Oh, God, I love her so much. But that was one of the first weddings where, you know, always at weddings I get, you know, I meet somebody.
Oh, yeah, all
the
time.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we hit something off. There was a guy there, and I was talking to him. It was a lovely chat I had with the guy. And I heard this other girl telling this other girl that he's, like, special and, you know, he's a rich family and all this kind of stuff. And that girl comes, whoo. Swooping over to the guy, I could not get a word in. I said, you know what? I just had to give up.
Why?
You
because
got
when she was like so, oh, she was
she
just
was like,
so
I'm
in
getting this one tonight.
Really? I can't believe you stepped down.
Oh, I didn't really, you know.
I know. Well,
it was just for a
especially,
moment.
And straight guys are easy come, easy go for you. Like, they all want to do you.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But Erica had a nephew, Kevin's nephew, actually, who was singing that Michael Blue Bley song.
Blue
What's Blay? It called?
Yeah.
Oh, haven't met you yet.
Oh, yeah.
And I introduced this kid and made him feel like the biggest star in the. I mean, there was a live band. I got up on stage. I mean, I gave it my best, like, Las Vegas introduction. Oh, this kid had the time of his life. It was just so sweet.
You're a good singer, though.
Yeah.
You are.
I tried to sing with the band, and the lead singer got mad at me. He was like, this is my song, singing Purple Rain. So I just screamed it from the dance floor.
I can imagine that. Yeah, they've hired the band, and then you want to upstage the band? That might be an issue. Well, there's a couple of stories, too, that I want to talk about, get your feelings on. I love the story of this guy who's a psychic. Jamal Moore is his name, who predicted a couple of years ago that he would work with Beyonce.
Love it.
Isn't this amazing? And I want to know your stories of how you talk it into existence. You can also comment on the Facebook page right now if you want to leave a comment on your Facebook on our Facebook page. You can leave those comments. But here's Jamal, and back in 2016 he put out on his Twitter just a simple tweet that said, I'm going to work for Beyonce one day.
I love it.
Fast forward.
Is he a singer?
No, he's a dancer.
I love it.
Fast forward to Coachella this past week, when Beyonce had her historic performance, brought out Destiny's Child, first African-American female to headline, he was one of the dancers.
And I love it. And he also sings, too. See, Sing Jamal Sang. That's his Instagram.
Isn't that
That's
amazing?
His Twitter. Yeah.
Have you ever talked it into existence?
Yes.
What, for you, came into existence?
Well, I shared this. I said last summer I had decided that I was going to do a holiday special, which I had done one before. And then about a week after that, I start telling people I'm doing a holiday special with Patti LaBelle. And then they say, oh, you are? Mm-hmm. And then I start saying, I'm doing a holiday special with Patti LaBelle at her house. I had not talked to Fox. I had not asked Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
I didn't crew up. You know, I didn't have a graphic or a show title or anything, but I knew that I wanted to. It was June.
My God.
It was last June. And I just wanted to do it. And I really wanted to do that with Patti LaBelle at her house. What'd I do? I had a holiday special that aired on Christmas morning with my most special icon, Patti LaBelle, at her house.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's funny, like a long time ago, I wrote down like all my goals in a journal mm-hmm. and I went back and looked and like all of them have happened. Like it's pretty amazing. Like just, you know, starting my own show and being on TV and then like doing this pilot, you know, for Hulu. Like I'd said a while ago, like I wrote my own vision letter to myself about what I wanted to do and who I wanted on the show. It's pretty amazing. And I was just reading it. My friend Sammy Simpson sent it to me a couple months ago. And I was like, holy shit, a lot of this stuff is happening.
I love it.
So it is really true when you put down intention.
It's so true.
What's your next intention? Do you have one?
Well, my next intention is, you know, I'm writing this movie, which we keep doing rewrites for this movie. I have,
What's the movie going to be about?
Well, it's about four women. Yeah, it's four women that, actually, I can't tell too much.
Okay.
But it's fantastic. And we have an offer on the movie. We have an offer, but because I'm dealing with this new agent, he says, great, now we have an offer. Now we got to go shop it around to other people so we can get more money. And I said, well, I kind of like the people who offered me. You know, the deal. And it's a TV movie, but he's saying we should take it to Netflix, basically, is what he's saying.
Wow.
Because we can get more money.
And did you speak that into existence a couple months ago?
Totally. Well, I kept going to this network trying to sell them a show every year. And they would say, oh, we don't have any money for a show. We don't have any money for a show. And I said, well, what do you have money for? They said, a movie. I said, fine, bye.
Yeah, and then you came back with a movie idea. Brilliant.
Literally. I have your movie.
I love it.
I've attached talent to it. I wrote the script. I got the graphic for it. I'm ready to roll.
Oh, my God. I think sounds amazing.
So you can speak it into existence, but you got to do the work, too.
Okay.
You know, you can't just put it out there and say, okay, well, I'm done. I spoke about it. Maybe
That's
it'll
true.
Come. You know, you got to follow through and do the work. And sometimes that doesn't work out, but it has
it
to be the perfect
storm. It leads you to something
storm.
Else. Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, you've got to have that focus, speak it into existence, and then keep working at it. I got to figure out what my next goal is. Okay.
Maybe I should speak a relationship into existence.
I thought you were going to go for, because you're really ready to settle down. You really...
Am I, though? Am
well,
I?
Well, it doesn't seem
I'm
like
I'm wondering.
It. Your choices have been all straight men who happen to be in relationships and then, like, call you later, and they're like, well, it's not such an open relationship. It's kind of with a
all
wife.
All my choices, it happened once, Sarah. I was minding my own business, at a little hotel bar, singing at the piano.
Oh, my God. I love that story.
I don't
so
want to take that woman's husband.
I know. Oh, my God. Those text messages were epic.
I know. I kind of want to call him and see how things are.
You haven't talked to him?
No.
What do we call him, Tom?
We need
Chuck.
Chuck.
We need a Chuck recap.
Chuck recap.
I just want to know how's
it
going.
But they haven't spoken.
Can we call him up right now?
Oh, no. I would never do that.
Chuck, we'll give you a voice change.
I really want to, though.
I don't blame
you. I just wouldn't.
Chuck, how's it going in your open relationship?
I hope it worked out for them. I hope they stayed in the marriage.
Oh, yeah, me too. You never want to see people break up.
No,
you know?
I don't want to see them break up.
Why not? Get after it.
No.
Okay, maybe we'll
He's probably listening. Hi, Chuck.
Sorry to trash you, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
I totally, as much as I hate on Ig, my boyfriend, this is AJ, by the way, yeah. I totally talked that into existence.
You what?
Really?
I was lonely living in upstate New York, have at this lame-o job, and my love life, my roommate at the time, she had a boyfriend, he was always over, they were making out on the couch, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go make myself some food, so I'll just be here. And I went to church that day. I'm religious. And I also believe prayers is also speaking it into existence.
Oh, maybe I need to pray harder.
But I went and I was like, God, just give me a friend. I don't even care if it's a girl or a guy. Like, if it's a girl, you know, I'm not.
Oh, you poor thing.
I was just so lonely. It's a very, very small town. One main street. And randomly walking down the street, you know, I hit on Iggy. I basically forced him into a relationship. But,
yeah, I love that.
But it went great. Yeah, so he's perfect. And you can totally speak.
That's what I did with Dan. I saw him. I was sitting next to him on an airplane. I was like, all right, this guy's great.
Your story is the best.
You're going to start dating me.
Yeah.
Well, there really wasn't much. I mean, people are genuinely shocked. I'm like, don't you meet strangers anymore? I would talk to anybody. So we were on the flight. I sat down. He had the weather app out. I was like, are we getting out of here? Not. We're not. We started like chatting him up. And then everyone deboarded. And my friend Mel, who I used to work in radio with, was like, I think he's really good for you. Let's invite him to the bar. We did. I was super drunk. And then I was like, here's my business card. See ya in D.C.
Was Dan drunk or just you?
No, just me. I think he was super hungover from a bachelor party.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, and then he called me like a week later and asked me out, and then the rest is history. I mean, you know, we've broken up and gotten back. I mean, you guys all know the history. It's hot, it's cold.
Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever been on a flight and you're sitting in your seat already, and the people are coming on, and you see somebody that is just dreamy, that,
and gorgeous.
Oh my God, oh, this is about to be it. Oh, let me get ready. And then they
and
go
then they
like passing by.
Coach. They go to coach, and Paul's and then, like, ugh.
Straight to
no,
coach.
That's not where I was going with that. No, and then
somebody. Paul's like, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Damn. Ugh. Damn. Damn. No. That's not where I was going. I don't care if they're in coach. But you know, they just don't sit next to you. And you realize, you know, fate. So you got that moment.
I did get that moment.
And it worked for you.
Yes.
That's great.
And no, I never notice hot people on airplanes because I'm faithful and madly in love with my man.
I love it. I think that that's fantastic.
Well, speaking of, no, I'm really upset, though, because this is the thing I was telling you today. You know, Dan has gone full vegan. You know, I'm plant four. So 4 days a week, I pretend to be vegan, right? I'm vegan a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, for my health. And the rest of the time, I really enjoy. I live over in Arlington, Virginia, and Courthouse Social has the most amazing boneless chicken wings you've ever had in your life. I order them every, like, once a week. Like, I go, beep, 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 beep.
Wow.
I'll take an order of those. They're so good. Honey sriracha.
Ooh.
Anyway, I'm craving them right now. But he has now lost so much weight as a vegan that I'm like, I think I'm almost getting to the point I weigh more than him in the relationship. And it's really freaking me out.
You weigh more than
yes.
Dan?
I'm like throwing him around in the bedroom. He's like this tiny, like he has just like all his like ribs are hanging out and everything. I'm like, babe, what is going on? And I feel like now I jump into bed and like jump on him. I'm like squashing him. He's like brittle. He's kind of like dodging away because he doesn't want to get anything. I'm like, hon, get over here. And
oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Right?
I mean, I could see psychologically,
no,
yeah.
There's got to be so many women listening that their men go for transformations.
But is
and
that
suddenly
an issue?
You're bigger than
you
your man.
You often see guys that are really small with these much larger women. Not that you're much larger, but you know.
Hey, it doesn't bother me.
But it's kind
me.
Of fetishy just, at that point.
Oh, that's what I think we're getting into. We're getting into a fetish territory. I want to hear from people if you've been in that fetish.
Yeah.
Because I think it's great. Now I'm always like, now I'm trying to pick him up. I'm like, I'm going to throw you around. And now he's very, he almost like is paper thin. So
yeah.
When the wind blows, he like sort of starts to sway. So now, like, if he's near the bed, I push him over into the bed because he can't stand up anymore.
Well, luckily you were nice to him when he was the one that weighed more, right?
Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely.
So weight is really the great equalizer because I'm telling you, last summer when I was in Italy and I hooked up with Renzo, you know Renzo,
oh, yeah.
You all know Renzo that I met in 2005 and we reconnected. And I invited him to my friend's place and he's sitting on the terrace and we're right by the Spanish steps and, you know, we go up to her terrace. And he looks over, and I see him, like, noticing me. And then when we start to walk out, he says, oh, so you've gained 5 kilos. So I'm like, 5 kilos? Wait a minute. All I know kilos is in drug talk. Let me Google. 11 pounds. That fool.
Who says that?
That's hold up. Says you've gained 5 kilos. First of all, I had to Google the shit.
Oh, God.
Which made it even worse when that 11 popped up. But check this out. So he sends me a picture the other day. He was getting his physical.
Yeah.
He says, oh, I feel so bad. I've gained so much weight. He sent me a picture of himself.
Yeah.
He has an extra chin. Like, he was in perfect shape, but, you know, his mom passed away.
Oh, right. So very stressful.
But it's so interesting, though, because, you know, my first thought was, if he had never said that to me, I would never have even noticed that
right.
He gained weight. Or if I had noticed, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But because he focused so much on my 5 kilos... And then later, he, like, pinched my fat.
Ugh.
You know? Somebody pinches your fat. I was in Italy enjoying the wine and the bread.
And the
Let
pasta.
Me have my
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Screw Renzo.
So it's just interesting how that, you know, changes. But I think when you love each other, it shouldn't make a difference.
Oh, it doesn't. I love that he's, like, really paper thin now. I just, like, abuse him.
I'm
throw
jealous.
Him into the bed.
God, and he's that thin. How much does he weigh? How tall is he?
Well, he's 6 foot. I think he's 6'1". And when we met, we were both heavier. I was probably 150-something pounds. He would have been over 200. Now he's down to 170. Yeah, he's, like, super thin. I know. And we don't own scales. I refuse.
170 and he's 6'1"?
Yeah. He's like this. I'm telling you, he's like skeleton-like now. And he's like on
oh
this
God.
Vegan diet.
I'm
I know.
I'm so envious.
And every
oh, my God. I am so jealous. You know the clothes I could wear if I was 170? Oh.
Oh, he's down to like a 31 jean. I mean, honestly, I don't want to date Kenny Chesney. Okay? Kenny Chesney is like a 25-inch waist.
Oh.
All right? I'm not looking to date that. I need a man. I mean, I love to, like, you know, grab onto something. Now I'm like,
so you
it's
say
like
he's vegan?
Yes. I'm like grabbing chicken bones. Yes.
How many meals a day does he eat? No, just kidding. Okay, we can talk about this after.
Constantly.
I need to know the Dan meal plan.
Oh, he eats constantly.
Wow.
Yeah, like all the time. And all he eats now is peppers. Like he cuts up like red peppers and green peppers and eats them straight. I'm like, how are you eating this? And how is this? I mean, the thing is, when I met Dan, he was like literally eating at Sonic for every meal. Okay, right? Like this man ate like Taco Bell complete.
Wow.
And so I was like, I'm not going to eat these things. Like,
does he say he feels a lot better?
Oh my God. He feels like amazing. Yeah.
This is great.
I mean, our sex life has been so much better. Like
wow.
Everything. The vegan diet has really worked for him. Like for me, I feel like I get like a little too tired with all that, mm-hmm. with all the vegan, but mm-hmm. he's like all about it. And it's great. Now I just like throw
him
around.
I'm convinced. I mean, my God.
Paul, will you go to Unicorn Island with me? It's a real
sure,
thing now.
Kid.
First of all, I think this Unicorn Island thing is such BS. It's in the Philippines, and it's basically like a series of like floats that they've tied together and made into an island where people go, and then on the beach, like everything is unicorn color, like pink and blue and all that stuff. But I don't think that it's all, like, are people that still on board with the unicorn trend? That you would go to Unicorn Island in the Philippines? That's not even really an island.
I'm not convinced yet.
I'm not convinced yet either. Anyway, it has just started. It's a series of inflatable islands. That's not really an island. Sorry. There's also a floating cinema. The floating cinema off the coast is a place called Unicorn Island. And the island also challenges you to make it worth it. They're inviting vloggers there. There's different obstacle course, slides, and everything is colored the color of the rainbow.
Ooh. I love it.
Once you get to the Philippines, it's pretty affordable. As for the price, it ranges anywhere from $20 to $40 a day. That's for a full day that you can visit. Additionally, beach-only passes are available for people, and those are like $9.50 for the day. Okay, it's just not an island. Then they have a giant float in the middle that's like of a unicorn, and then a huge rainbow with these other whales and everything underneath it. I don't know. Seems pretty low. Like, can we do that here in the U.S.?
Girl.
Where would we do it?
We could do that at the
it's basically a theme park.
We could do that at Town Dance Boutique over on 8th and U.
Thank you. I just don't understand how this is like a news story. They're like, excellent news. Unicorn Island is real and you can actually go there. Okay, great. Or I could just go and buy a couple of pool floats. I mean, that's exactly the same thing.
Where are you going next? Your next vacation.
Ooh,
you need a vacation.
I do need a vacation.
You need a vacation.
Yes.
That's what's missing in your life. Yeah.
You know, this time last year I went to Cuba,
okay.
which was unbelievable. Cuba was like such a great experience. I don't know. What's on my radar? I really want to go to Hawaii and I really want to go to New Zealand, Australia.
Love
and
it.
I'm dying, you know, because obviously Mervis, which we got to talk about our sponsors anyway, but Mervis did the African trip this year to South Africa Safari.
Safari.
I actually think I want to do that next year because I've always wanted to go to Africa.
It. I think we should do it.
I think that'd be so great. Where do you want to go?
Well, I'm going a few places.
Ooh,
I'm going to Ireland.
You are? For real? I was just going to ask you about Michael, but I was like, wait, is he going to go? What's this?
I am for real going.
When?
You know, and people have asked me, they've sent me messages for y'all. A lot of y'all know I have a friend. He was like a good partner.
The love of your life,
yes,
really.
In Ireland, and he was moving here. We were going to do the marriage thing and all that. And he went out one night, got drunk, aspirated. Mm-hmm. His brother found him the next day. He was in a coma for many months. And for the last year and a half, he's only had use of one arm. He couldn't do can't walk or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's in a new place, a new rehab hospital, and he's doing really well. So much so, his friends will go and visit him, and he's actually responsive. You know, like he recognizes them.
Really?
So
that's
I haven't
a big
gone to this point for one thing because I thought it would absolutely break my heart, like literally, and I would only have to go on a one way. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I thought
right.
like,
It'd be
oh,
so
I can't
upsetting.
Do it. But then the other part is his family. You know, the family, they're Christian missionaries.
Right.
And they have told his friends to have me not come there because I'm not welcome. You know, to come there. So, you know, I feel strong enough now. I think that he would love to see me.
Yeah,
I would
bet.
Love to see him, even though it will be hard to see him the way he is now. But I just think that the relationship after 18 years, you know, it's due for me to go over and show him that I cared enough to go there.
Oh, my God. You've got to. Oh, my God. Paul,
so that's
we
up
have
next.
To know.
Yeah. So I'm doing that in June and then I'll hit Paris. I'm doing Paris also in June. And then July, you know, I hit Italy.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Also, I don't know if you were obsessed with this story, but the Fry Festival. Did you follow all that drama with Ja Rule and Brad McFarlane, who was his business partner? And they had promised that it was like a music festival, much like Coachella down in the Bahamas. And
they were putting it together.
They were putting it together. Okay. They sold thousands of tickets. And then they took that money, basically, and hired like Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid and all these women to essentially pose like, oh, here's where Fry Festival is. Like, they mocked this photo shoot, got all these people to sign up, and then you were going to be like camping out on the beach and everything. But when it came time to actually have the festival, this was probably about like 5 or 6 months ago in the fall, they'd used all the money. So they tried to put up these like last minute tents, and they had like bologna sandwiches for people that were part of the VIP package. Did you not follow this story?
God,
I was
no.
obsessed with this story.
So people showed up.
Oh my
thousands
God,
of people?
Thousands of people, but they were stranded. They got off the plane. They had no shuttle buses that they'd promised. They had no tents. Like, people were starving. Like, they had no food. Like, people were rioting. They were going crazy because everything
did
that they
Ja
had
Rule
promised.
Did Ja Rule show up?
Yeah, I think that Ja Rule and Brad showed up briefly and then jetted out once they realized. So, and they're taking criminal action against the Brad guy because he was sort of the money guy. I think Ja Rule has kind of gotten out of it to some extent.
He was more just like the celebrity face of it.
Yes. Well, but I do think in some way a business partner to this Brad guy. Mm. So anyhow, Ja Rule is like intertwined, but maybe not so much the face of it. Hulu, long story short, I'm obsessed with documentaries. So Hulu is doing a documentary on Fry Festival that will be out later this year. And I'm very excited about this because I want to know the inner workings. Basically, it was a scheme, like a whole scheme. I know.
That's tough.
Well, you just think like why people think that they're not going to get caught.
Well, you know one thing my dad always tells me? He says in business, it's never a good thing when like your clients pay everything up front.
Oh, really?
He's like, let them pay you when it's supposed to be paid. You know, everybody's, oh, let's get the money. Because then you end up using that money for other things. And
that's good business practice.
And then in the end, you have to like come through and then it's kind of like, uh-oh.
I mean, it's one of the biggest disasters ever, ever for like a music festival. And it was just such a scam. And like, basically they claimed they had this whole ticket office and everything. It was like one person working in this closet, like in New York. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I can't wait to see that documentary.
That's crazy.
Did they refund anybody?
I think there was something where like two or three people got refunds, but no, like they have no money. Like the kid basically used all the money to like fly Kendall Jenner and like fly himself to all these parties. He basically like lived five star all this out of like the $5 million.
We got to figure out how to do this scheme and then just jump ship the country.
No, we can't do that. I can't take the stress of it. Listen, this is just my 1 year anniversary from Coachella.
Did you go to Coachella?
No,
I
went last year, remember?
He flew out to Cali. Never, you didn't, right? You posed at the gates?
No, fool. I went to Coachella. What do you mean posed at the gates? No. What's wrong with her? Posed at the gates.
No, fool.
Did you even know me then?
Pa, I've known you for years.
You ain't known me for no years.
You and I go way back.
Oh, you crazy as hell. Anyway, I went to Coachella last year. She's here like she was last year, sitting right there in the booth.
Oh my God, I have
ain't
died.
Nothing moved over there.
Ain't made no come up.
You know, when did you go? Look, let me just talk about this. Since you know so much about posing at the gates. Were you there? I didn't see you at the gates.
Oh my God, no, I haven't been, but I really want to go. I want to go to that in Burning Man so bad. So badly.
Yeah, it's really not my thing though.
Really?
Like,
why
looking
not?
At the pictures this year, I was just like, you know what? I felt like I had to really put on, like I remember walking through and this girl says to her boyfriend, now that's what you wear to Coachella, because I had like the suede boots on and the cutoff shorts and the Hermes belt and feathers in my hair and the hat and all that put on shit. You know what I mean?
It was too much put
on. It was just too, but I got it. Like I got it down. I was doing like the look.
The whole Coachella thing.
I did it.
Oh my God.
And I got it. And people were like, mm-hmm, that outfit is right.
Were there a lot of people that were not right? And like, did they just get stares all the time? That would be me. I'd go in this plaid, like, you know.
But I think anything you did was, it's just crazy. I mean, you have people out there and it's hot and they've got on leather jackets and no shirt.
Drugs?
And
I'd be like,
I don't know.
I would do. I'd go up to people and fool them. They'd be like, ugh, what's your outfit? I'd be like, How's the Molly going? It's only because you're on Molly. Really?
Yeah, these people were tripping.
Really great. I'd be like, no, I look amazing. You're on Molly. You don't see it.
Now, Paul, did you camp out?
No. What are you talking about? Why would I camp out?
Aren't you supposed to camp out at Coachella?
No. You thinking about Burning Man? I don't know.
Yes, I can't wait to go to Burning Man, mostly because I love to get naked. I'm going to get naked and ride around on a bicycle. I can't wait.
I doubt, Sarah, you're into glamping, though. Like, you say, oh, this is this, I'm going to stay out. But then you're going to get sand in your crotch, and then you're going to be first ride back to a hotel.
Well, doesn't everybody like at Coachella? And now at Burning Man, they allow you to bring these, like, five-star SUVs, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just going to, like, team
and
up with somebody.
And the campers and all that. No, I mean, I couldn't camp outside. No.
What did you stay in then at Coachella?
I stayed in a big-ass house in Palm Springs.
Oh, so you go to the house and then you come back into Coachella during the day.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, kind of. I wonder if Steve Wozniak is available. He could, like, afford to pay for my camper.
Where'd that name come from? I mean, you just pulled him back. Has anybody talked about him since Kathy Griffin was dating him? Do you remember?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what famous billionaire do I have a shot with who will rent me a massive RV? And
didn't
I thought Steve Wozniak.
Didn't we just finish talking about how committed you are to your little waifish little boyfriend?
What was that word?
Your little waifish little boyfriend. Waifish.
What do you also do when your man's become the twink?
Like, I know, right?
Yeah.
And the sugar daddy becomes the twink.
What is
oh,
mine?
Oh, that's a reversal of fortune.
Okay,
you're
mine
a sugar
is
mama.
I'm a sugar mama. No, I'm really not. He's the sugar twink? The sugar twink?
Sugar
yes.
twink.
He's
still
a sugar twink.
That sounds
providing
hot.
The money.
Oh, yeah, please keep it coming.
That sounds great.
We need all the help we can
sugar
get.
Twink.
I ask him for so many meals all the time. I'm like, are you, I'm like, you're damn right you're paying for this and everybody else. Yeah, we're going away this weekend. I said, you're going to buy me shit. That's what.
Where are you going?
Down to Charlottesville, Virginia.
Love it.
Yes. Have you been
explore.
Down there?
No, I love know. Your trips and my trips because. So interesting.
Mine are so trashy.
Like, so you did you have to did it take a quarter tank of gas or a half a tank?
Fuck off.
Jesus. She's there before I get home across town. No, it's so sweet. It is.
Oh my God, you're so full of shit.
I love
shit.
It. No, I love it. Look, I want to know about
up.
It. Tell me all about
well,
it.
Well, we haven't gone anywhere yet,
when
but I think it'll take two tanks of gas, actually. And yeah, we're just going to go down and antique, and we need some new bedding. And
I'm sorry, did my neck just pop? What the hell was that? Oh, that sounds lovely. You live in a one-bedroom apartment. What the hell are you antiquing for? She act like she got a homestead. What the hell? Where you gonna put anything?
Well, you know, I collect a couple of things. Head vases and cookie jars, which
okay.
I know seems desperate, but I moved on from the dolls. And now I collect those items.
Okay.
What's a head vase?
You've never seen a head vase? It's like in the 1960s, it's like these women and the top of their heads are cut out and it's like a flower vase. And they're
okay.
like made of porcelain.
Now the final piece of the puzzle. I see. So she's moved on from the dolls.
And then you collect cookie sheets.
Right.
Oh, cookie jars. Cookie jars. Is anybody with me? Is our Facebook
yeah,
live
collect,
on?
I've
people
never
collect
seen
cookie
you
jars.
Bake.
Oh, our Facebook live is dead. Oh, fuck.
Why?
This whole time. I don't know. What happened to the Facebook live? Shannon's here too.
Maybe a minute or two.
Oh, and then it
and
just...
And then, yeah, the internet went out. I texted Oscar. He was
damn.
Like...
Damn!
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm
well,
sorry, guys.
You want to wrap it up now? No, just kidding. Look, well, we wanted to end the show anyway. We do. We normally end Wednesday shows with deep thoughts from the men on Tinder or
okay.
the Tinderellas. But we have, so the past couple of days, Rihanna did this really great video with her Fenty Beauty line. And she was essentially showing off her Fenty Beauty products on her shoulder. And she was like, why do you need clothes on? And she's like, luminous and just like beautiful and glowing. So that kind of sparked this Rihanna Lava challenge, which is all these men taking their shirts off and then rubbing products like toothpaste or other eye makeup or whatever on their shoulders and seductively looking into the camera. So we initially thought, oh, we'll get Paul to do this
mm-hmm.
and have him put on some Paul Wharton beauty products. But then we've got a great guy that works here, Adrian. Oh, you'd be good. Oh, my God. Well, see, there's no point.
I have some.
The internet's not even alive.
Oh, it's not?
No one can even see you. You could be doing
it later, right?
Okay, yeah, give him again. Give him the seductive. Give
Hold
it to
up.
Him. And by the way, we have to thank our... No, he's going to stretch. We got to thank our sponsors for today's show. Mervis Diamonds. You need to go there, mervisdiamond.com.
Yes.
They've got a great Tacori event coming up the first weekend of May. So you need to go and check them out. It's going to be May 5th and 6th. It's that Friday. It's that Saturday. It's that Sunday in their Rockville location, Tyson's Corner. Also in... downtown DC, which we've done there a lot of events. Engagement rings, push gifts. They have incredible jewelry, necklaces, and their Tacori line is very affordable. So go in and check them out for your engagement ring. They have bands for men, everything that you can imagine.
Yes, and this Saturday, April 21st, I am doing a book signing and beauty event at the Batar Cosmetic Institute in Fairfax.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
So check that out. It's free to the public. Just come on by. We're doing all kinds of demos, the latest beauty techniques, and also you can get a book signed from me.
I love
and
it.
And now.
Okay, let's see it. So can you play it, you guys, the video of Rihanna, and then we're going to have Paul reenact it as Paul does the Rihanna challenge.
We're going to do a zoom up shot. It's going to be fantastic.
Ooh, Rihanna challenge for Paul. I don't think this video is going to play because we don't have currently internet. So
it came back on.
Oh, it did? The internet's back up, guys. Okay, that's good. It's good. Paul, you look like as good as Rihanna. Holy shit. That's amazing.
All right. They're trying.
Okay, we're not getting enough internet. That's okay. So you give it your best. You pump the product on. And then, and he shows the product. Oh, there you go. Right into the camera. And you just seductively. Oh, wow. Holy shit. Your lips and eye. Wow. Okay. This is, oh my God. Okay, he's put the product on. And now he's rubbing it into his shoulder.
Paul, does this remind you of anything?
Wow. Oh, my God. And he's giving, like, incredible eye sex to the cameras. Oh, my God. And he's put it. Okay, that was a move she didn't know. That was, wow. Okay, wow. That.
Paul Wharton, only available at certain stores. Blah, 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 blah. Must cost, may cost.
Stop it!
Wow, that was really good. Yes. There you go. There's an edition of Paul Reacts.
Love it.
Oh, my God. So, okay, Paul did his Rihanna challenge, but then we wanted you to show you. So Mike O'Mara, who has a podcast, and of course people know, if you grew up in D.C., you know the legendary Don and Mike show. So Mike O'Mara has his own podcast show now, and he has an intern called Intern Diego. So we also got Intern Diego to do the Rihanna challenge. Mm. So I want to play you the video, Paul,
okay. And
you take a look and watch and see if you think Adrian... Then we can have the audience decide who did it better.
First of all, I love his laugh. He's just laughing. Oh, he's got a paintbrush in his hand. He wants to have poise. Okay. He's got a very hipster beard and his shirt's off. He's got a very natural, beautiful body.
Ooh,
just
yes. Very
natural.
Yeah, would you do him?
I don't bang people, sweetie. I make love. Okay. I'm not that. The moment is not there at the moment. Okay. Leave me be. I'm a grown man. He's singing seductively.
Love it.
And now I don't see any cream yet. Okay, there's some cream. It looks like it's coming. Okay, is this preparation age?
Yes.
Okay, he's putting a little hemorrhoid cream on his arm.
It's all we could find
and,
for him.
And that's for hemorrhoids, right?
Yes.
And for puffy under eyes. Yeah.
That is
a little tip.
Beauty.
Now he's got he's got a paintbrush and he's wiping. He's stroking. Oh, God. Oh, he's looking at the camera.
Okay.
He's very serious. All right. Well, I'm convinced.
Do you like this?
Yeah, I'm down.
I wanted to pot up AJ's microphone. I don't know if Shannon can pot you up. But AJ is the one who recorded this and filmed it of Adrian. AJ, who do you think performed better the Rihanna challenge, Paul or intern Adrian, also known as intern Diego?
Now, Paul, you know I love you. You know I'm team Paul 100% of the time. But But I think intern Diego had so much on the line. Like, he gave us his naked body. You just lifted up your shirt and was like, this is all I'm giving you today. I mean, this kid put on Preparation H, took his shirt off. There's a lot on the line. Paul was also hating on me earlier. Like, why are you wearing a coat? Now he's looking all
over. What's with all this fabric? That's what I said.
Okay, I love the relationship you two have. It's so love-hate.
No, I mean, she's got her winter coat on. She got all this shit. I'm just like, what is going on? I mean, is there something I need to know? Why are you covering yourself like this?
You just shed a couple pounds. No, I'm kidding. No, it's cold outside. The spring never came.
It is
That's
kind
why
of
we're inside.
The spring sprung and it left us.
Right. It's going to be nice today, though. Listen, I have no problem sharing the moment with intern Diego. I think
right. He
did a fabulous job.
Right.
As for you, your days are numbered.
Oh, you know you fired me months ago.
I know. I've just been watching you just sit over there and seethe.
He has. He's fired you, and then he rehires you.
And then he rehired other interns, and I guess I had my other time to shine. But
No, you're coming back.
Oh, well, that's really good. You're like back. Yeah. What's it like working for Paul, like when I'm not around?
You're not around. I fear for my well-being, but I feel like you create...
Now, this is just wrong. You see?
So Sarah creates a nice shield. So in case anything goes wrong, I'm like, Sarah, you're my damn witness.
What are you talking about? You are being crazy. She knows I'm enjoying. She don't have no problem drinking champagne and eating steak at lunch. I know that.
Now, I will say, Paul does treat me nice. I be chomping and dipping all day.
The manner of which she has become accustomed instantly. Okay?
Like, I really did. And every time I went to work for him, I was like, where are we going to lunch today?
I didn't realize you thought that something was going to pop off.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's not a fear for my physical awareness. It's more my sexual. Like, I feel like he's going to hit on me at any moment. You know,
he's
motorboated me.
I know he's
what
very attracted
she
to you.
Saying?
Well, I think I have been there for that one. But it was like, I think it was like you guys had a real sexual connection.
Ladies
though.
Are delusional. You say I have a sexual connection with everybody. In fact, last week when that
you
kid
did.
Come
interrupt
on.
That, you
that little young guy. No, he's a lovely guy, but I mean, did we have to have chemistry or what? I was just asking him about his experiences on campus.
I thought you were giving him the eye, so
yeah,
I automatically assumed.
No, he's lovely.
Alex, the intern, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone back to
Ohio. I do miss him, though. He was good.
I thought he was great. He would have been hysterical. Yeah, we were like, stay. He's like,
I had people come up to me on the street saying, that corona thing is not new. All he did was stick his thumb up there, and people have been doing that forever.
We gave him his time to shine, but yeah. I was like, honey, I'm Mexican. I also know this.
What did he say to you, too? Alex was like something about like, yeah, like Alex is one of those people, too, that was completely clueless. So he just pitched himself all the time. Like he wanted us to change the show around him. I'm like, Alex, you're not staying here. And then he's like, well, maybe AJ could come film me while I do this. I'm like, what?
And yeah. Paul, you set him straight. What did you tell him?
Oh, I said, you just got here. You don't look, you pitch your idea. You don't just tell us what we're going to do.
He was like, guys, I'm going to do this. And you were like, excuse me. Oh, my God. He was hysterical.
But we liked him, though.
We did like him.
I thought
you had chemistry. I didn't know that wasn't really real.
No, it wasn't. I don't date little young people like that.
I know. He seemed really young.
I'm grown.
You're clueless. The twink, not the...
I'm the sugar daddy at this point, honey.
At this point. That's what I'm saying.
Too far gone
Alex
to go back now.
He'd be a great twink.
It's too far gone to go back now. I'm going straight. I told you I'm making a movie.
I know. Well, Alex could be.
Bring me along for the ride. When are we popping bottles?
Honey.
Oh, yeah. You're going to shoot it in D.C.?
We got to pay the light company first, and then we'll start popping bottles.
No problem.
Damn. What I say, we got to keep the
lights on in this.
Wait, is the phone line going out too? What's going on? Did anyone play Verizon phone?
No,
like,
right.
A really
this
bad
is when
connection.
We bleep all of Paul's bad words. It's like a rap song. In this mother...
I'm not cursing.
Really? Why
you see how today I'm light?
I know. Why
because my
you?
Mom listened last week. She watched last week.
Ooh, it must have been like a travesty.
And I tell them, I say, don't. This is not parent approved. But I think I'm going to bring it back. Because,
really?
You know.
I know. It doesn't
I don't
feel
need
authentic.
To do all that. But last week it was. Sometimes it is. I don't want to force it.
I agree.
Last week it was authentic because I was on one of those moments.
We've censored ourselves too much this week, I think.
But I don't need to be going through all that.
No.
I want people to enjoy this podcast without me having to go all the way there. There'll be some things that I just won't say.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That's good, yeah. I mean, we all have like our line. You know, you can't like say everything.
Like you'll go and you'll do your trip, your antiquing. And we'll talk about that.
Yeah, of course.
And then that was kind of a joke. And then
can't
I'll go
wait
to Paris.
To hear about that.
I know. So was it brown or dark brown?
Was the wood stressed? How old was it?
Old. Very
like
old.
Old or old?
Like old, old. Okay?
God.
I'm looking for a, you know, recessed dresser.
I love it.
Distressed or recessed?
Okay, right, that's it. Distressed.
Distressed, I believe.
Right.
Recessed is outside.
No, Paul,
whatever.
You can find some great men at antique shops. I mean,
really?
Wealthy people that like to restore.
Yes.
They're like the tough kind.
Yeah.
Antiques
are not. Swing both ways.
I like it. We can potentially do that.
Antiques
listen,
aren't
I will
worth
tell you one
shit.
Other thing. I went to a movie last night.
Oh, what'd you go see?
A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be
okay.
Quiet. It's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
You like horror?
I like horror. I'm going to tell you, I sat next to this woman. It's so, it just makes my heart so happy sometimes in this day and age with all this kind of racial tension and things going on. I was sitting there and there was a seat next to me and it was reserved seating, you know, in the theater. But the woman was like, is anybody sitting here? I had my coat there. She said, can I sit down? Older white woman. I said, yeah, come on, sit down. So anyway, when the movie started, it was so much. I said, girl, I can't believe. She was like, I don't. I can't take it. I said, I can't take it. And I said, I'm going to be grabbing. I was grabbing this woman. We were laughing. We were holding each other. It was fantastic. So at the end of the movie, when the lights come on, she says, I have to tell you, this was so much fun sitting next to you. I said, oh, no, no, no. It was fun sitting next to you. And we hugged. It is just, it was just wonderful.
That's a great, like, just an instant friendship.
Instant friendship, a 60-something-year-old white woman and me, just we just connected just on another level.
Oh, that's so great. Isn't that good to have moments? Yeah. I mean, people are so real in real life, you know, in real life. They really are.
You were those people that everybody else was like, can you shut up down there?
I know. We were like, I can't take it. They're about to scare me to death.
You know, those people that's like, oh, why is she going in there?
Right.
At the scary movies, there's all these cacklers, and I'm just trying to enjoy
the
movie.
Not in this one. Everybody was quiet because
and you guys were the
whispering.
Loud ones.
No, we just in our little moments.
You were grabbing onto each other for. That's cute. So you went to the movies by yourself.
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you just left the other person.
No, he was sitting on my other side.
In the meantime, yeah, he bonded with this woman.
In the meantime, he's like, well, forget about this date. I'm going to chill with this, I know, this
right?
lady.
Exactly. I had to be strong on that side, you know, like, I'm not scared.
And then you turn to your left and you're given a handy.
Oh, yeah. Total.
Much better than I went to see Blockers this week, and it was terrible.
What is that movie?
With John Cena. Ugh, it was so awful. John Cena, to me, looks like a walking penis. Anyway, he does. Like, doesn't his whole body looks like a short, stubby penis? Like,
my God.
Ugh, I can't stand him. I don't know why I'm irritated by
He's very nice.
By...
Today I was on the Today Show. He was on there the same day.
Really?
He came, he talked to me. He was lovely.
Really?
What's his deal? He just never wants to get married, anything. He never wants to have kids.
No, he's engaged, alone. Right?
No, they broke up. Nikki Bella. They broke up. They just broke up like 4 or 5 days ago.
Months into almost marriage.
Yeah, they're supposed to get married. The wedding date was set in May. And he was, but he's been deuces for a long time. She's crazy. She was trying to convince him to do something. And they've been together like 7 years. And he never really wanted to get married. He never wanted to have kids. And she like, I mean, she talked openly, like good for her. I think a lot of people are in that position, but you can't force somebody. Like, you got to just cut bait. It's like, it's hard though.
It's not going to change him. It's like, you got to tell Dan, like, you're not into the marriage thing.
She is into the marriage thing.
Remember when Sarah was like, I'm never getting married. I'm never having kids.
Use me as an example. You're like, yeah, like you.
But now she changed her mind.
And
now
I do really want to get married.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I really do.
You changed your mind. And now he's like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, now he's giving me the runaround.
You know Sarah's going to have a small get together. We're not even going to be invited.
No, of course. I'm going to have a really small get together, but I'll invite you too.
Right. She always told me it's going to be a small, small thing in her mom's main backyard.
I wish she wouldn't invite me.
See what happens, Sarah.
She'd be over this. She'll be talking to this styrofoam on the wall. So anyway, what'd you do last weekend?
Oh,
it has no opinion.
Oh,
it's just
Sarah, you have
styrofoam.
Friends. Your mom would be in attendance, your brother, your
niece.
Yeah,
my mom would have to play all the roles. Flower girl, bridesmaid, best woman.
Well, I saw her dancing on Chardonnay. What was she drinking? Just
drunk
have
on
that.
Chardonnay, like 2 glasses of Chardonnay. Oh, my God. She's already said that when I get married, if I ever get married. I mean, I know, because I'm completely Nikki Bella.
Get to it.
My relationship, one day I'm Nikki Bella, the next day I'm John Cena. It's a fucking mess. But anyway, like my mom's always like, oh, I'm going to do it in a choreographed dance at your wedding. I'm like, this sounds like the worst idea of all time. Oh,
it's
going to
be great.
It's going to go viral.
Definitely in Maine, though, right?
She will, like, probably throw out her false boob and, like, on the dance floor and, like, then hold one tit up. Like, it will be so embarrassing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, she had a mastectomy. Yeah, for breast cancer. And she's like, I never want an implant. So she just fake. Yeah, she's a fake one that she pops in and then just gets drunk and it falls out. Like, I'm just like, okay, this is not.
Okay.
Yeah, you love it.
That's how you know you're having a good time.
A titty fell out.
Look.
Like dentures.
Titty on the floor.
Diddy on the floor, good. We better get married. I'm like, Dan, hurry up. And I'm like,
well, let's have a race to the altar. You know, after my friend's wedding, after Erica's wedding last weekend, I was like, damn, seems like everybody's getting married.
Did everybody have a date there? And did you bring a date?
I didn't bring a date. Not
solo dolo.
Not everyone had a date. But you know what? I think they, but you know what? Actually, hold up. No, not every, wait a minute. Almost. Well, they're all married almost.
That's what I'm saying. So you're raised to the
They're
altar.
They're all married or seriously dating.
You can rent me as
you two would be
a,
good together, yeah. But that kills his
you'd
credibility.
Be life of the party. No, no. You just say I'm one of your best friends.
But I have so many friends already.
Yeah, but Not as fun as me.
That's true. You're out, a lot of fun. You are a lot of fun.
You guys, amazing. So, Paul, we can see you this weekend.
See me this weekend, Batara Cosmetic Institute.
Love it. We're also working on our next live podcast show. So I'm going to put a tweet and a Facebook message out where you guys want that to be, the next show. Because we've traditionally done them at DC Improv, but I think we're going to expand. Because we have a lot of fans in Maryland. We have a lot of fans in Virginia. We might stay in the district, but
we're expanding. Also, one other thing. If you're a fan of dance, I am hosting the after party to the City Dance Gala on May 5th. Check it out on paulwhartonstyle.com or on my Instagram or citydance.org.
You guys, you're amazing. All right, Age, where can people follow your hysterical The Andrea Lopez, right, on Instagram?
Yes, at The Andrea J. Lopez.
You are so freaking funny. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
It's a podcast, not a cast pod. Hey, Frasier, every day she'll make you say, Oh my God. She got the scoop on pop culture news. So grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.